always like asking researchers this question, particularly when it's early in a study, and like you say, that the goal now may not be the goal, next month for all you know.
Right.
But particularly in this case, when the first word is the first word of the project is successful. To you, what's going to define success in this study?
That's a great question.
It a successful study as opposed to successful outcomes for these students? But what's going to make it a successful study?
That's a great question. I hadn't really thought about it like that, but I think a successful study, I guess there's a couple of measures of success. Internally, we want to be completed. We want the study, we've interviewed everybody we wanted to interview, done focus groups everywhere we wanted to do focus groups, the quantitative portion, complete the analysis. Publications, potentially a book. Personally, I want to see students who are doing pieces of this project for thesis and dissertation. I want the information to be out there. On a broader community level, I think this project will be successful. If we can specifically point to this project and say, this project has helped community college faculty and administrators with their programs, help them figure out how best to, the best practices to use to appeal to high schools, helping local industry identify graduates of these programs who can meet their needs. The feedback that I've gotten from the USF press release article in the, gotta call them Tampa Bay Times now, has been tremendous. I did not know how this would personally and professionally affect so many people involved in STEM throughout the community. And it is really, you talk about you don't know what you're going to do. I mean, that just very early on in the project, finding out how many people for whom this is a personal matter as opposed to just the research I do or just their work or whatever. I mean, I've gotten emails from STEM professionals from all over the country, people who email me. I've been in STEM, worked in STEM professions for 30 years. Let me know if there's anything you need. Let me know if I can help you in any way. I got an email. I'll never forget this. I got an email shortly after Christmas from a grandma from Orlando who was just, she was very sad because her family was over, and she talked to her granddaughter who always wanted to be a dentist but was giving up her dream of being a dentist because she had to drop chemistry for the third time at UCF. And, I study that, particularly looking at gender retention and STEM pathways. And just the, here's this woman, she sees an article, it reminds her of kind of a sad situation her granddaughter's going through. She said, I don't know why I'm emailing you this, but I just thought maybe it would help or maybe you'd have some answers. And, getting that kind of feedback, I've also heard from administrators from local schools. I got an email from a principal in Pinellas who said, hey, I just want to let you know we're doing some great things in STEM in my middle school. I went and visited their school 2 weeks ago, and they're really doing some amazing things. And now we're talking about collaborating on a project to get some funding to do more STEM work, some national funding. So the public feedback I've gotten from this has been amazing. And I'm really happy that I'm in a position to help people promote these pathways. I think my position here is kind of interesting because, I was good at science and math and all that when I was in high school. I actually attended the North Carolina School of Science and Math. But I saw my future being in social sciences where I would, apply my kind of quantitative nature in another area. But it's amazing that I'm in a position now to help give back to those fields, even though I didn't go into myself, to help identify students who can be successful in, the S, the T, the E, and the M in STEM. And so I think it'll be success if I can say this project has helped promote STEM outcomes in middle schools, high schools, community colleges, four-year universities, local industries in the Tampa Bay area. That would be a success to me.